Folks, good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. on the nose and on the line on the Zoom right now. We have Mr. Randy Glasgow, promoter extraordinaire, businessman Randy Glasgow. Hello, good afternoon, sir. Randy! Randy, can you hear me? Hello, hello.
I'm hearing you.
Oh, nice.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Yeah, loud and clear.
Yes.
All right, man. Yes, man.
It's a pleasure, to be on your program. Widely listen.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
Wherever they are, we want to say a special good afternoon.
Yeah, man.
To each and everyone.
We local, regional, and international. All right, so tell us a little bit about Randy Glasgow. Now, for those who may don't know, tell us a little bit about yourself. A short history of Randy Glasgow and what he does.
There's so much to be said, boy, but Randy Glasgow Production, started when Randy Glasgow himself returned from New York. You know, where I studied entertainment business and so forth, I was invited by Mr. William Monroe, to join the Sigma Monarch operation. And that is where we started, the entertainment business at that level in Trinidad and Tobago. That probably was about 15 to 16 years ago.
Right, man. So you have a long history. So yeah, you have some New York experience, man. That's why you attack the thing in a different kind of way.
Yes. We see it different. And over the years, we pride ourselves in promoting local culture, like if it's international.
Yeah.
So our heart is with the local artists. So we want to see the local artists succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we oppose for a number of things where, our fellow promoters pay reggae artists some kind of money that is not right in a sense.
Right.
But when it comes to sticker, and local art, you want to, kind of give a restriction on what they can earn and so forth.
Yeah.
So we oppose that. We're going to fight that all the way.
All right. But as you touch on that, in terms of what the foreign artists are paid, in terms of what the local artists are paid, I know there's a big contention, especially since people have heard the price tag of, the Vibes Cartel, the $1.3 million. But isn't it really, you as a promoter, right, as a numbers game, I mean, what an international artist could bring out, especially if you pick that international artist correctly, can a local artist, bring out those same numbers?
But it depends on the time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas where you can bring a reggae man in May or June and get good audiences, if you bring him in Carnival, you would fail.
Mm-hmm.
And the soca is the same thing. So soca in Carnival will give you a bigger audience than a reggae show. But you bring them outside of the Carnival room, you may have to do certain things. So it works both ways.
But wouldn't you say that's part of our bigger problem, where we could only put the soca to get numbers in Carnival?
Well, not necessarily. I think many years, I don't know if you remember, I think Iowa George tried with soca for summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a phenomenal soca. Mm-hmm. You know if you remember that very well.
Yeah, I remember soca for summer.
Out,
That was
a big thing, but it never happened after that because, the artist pricing and whatever the case may be, but it needs the effort.
Mm-hmm.
The promoters are kind of lazy. You have your big money, you have your US, and it's easy to pay, to pay whoever, 100,000 US, 200,000 US, 300,000 US,
mm-hmm.
Spend some of that money, invest it in the local acts, and things could happen.
Yeah.
Because we love our culture, but, we have to give them in a package that could work based on the season,
mm-hmm.
and guys are not taking that chance.
Yeah. Well, I have always said that
more of that have to happen.
Yeah, I understand. But I've always said that we need to look at our model of how we market Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, we don't take the tourism and the thing seriously. Everything here is oil and gas. But I believe that Trinidad should be marketed as the island of Carnival 365 days a year, and that will solve all our problems where every time you land here, there's some sort of carnival activity going on. Right?
Yeah, you're on the button there. I know it was only last week we were doing some investigation, with the level of earnings in oil and gas, at an all-time low.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving it some thought. Would a second carnival in Trinidad could work? Because we are carnival country.
But we should have carnival every month. Every month we should have carnival here.
If we do the carnival in February or March, there's Tobago carnival is Tobago one.
Yeah, yeah.
But Trinidad, we could come back in one in August,
mm-hmm.
Because we have the ecosystem in place. We do everything. We make, we costume. We do everything for carnival.
Yeah.
So I think it's worth some consideration. where as the home of carnival, you get two carnivals a year in Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, we could have carnival-like activities all the time. Look at when a ship lands here, me and my porter spend some time at this walk. When these tourists come and they walk in, they're looking for something. I heard a tourist telling somebody, you know, I want to get some Trini food. I don't want that American food. I want some Trini food. Where can I get some Trini food? And she was like, well, you're looking, thinking, well, wait to send them to get some Trini food. And they now come off a port. They should be coming off a port place to get some Trini food. I mean, I know if they didn't know about the breakfast shed, but they wanted to play a mask, yes, play a pan, put on something, go back to the ship with some kind of costume and say, wow, I came to that Trinidad and I experienced carnival. You should be able to experience carnival anytime you land here.
And that's the mindset of a tourist. Mm-hmm. When you go to a country, You want to experience everything from the country. You don't want no American breakfast. You want Trinidad and Tobago breakfast.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we kind of missing the point. But I sincerely feel, you know, this Vibes Cartel show would have opened our eyes to show where we have to appreciate what is ours. Mm,
definitely.
You know, and I certainly earlier, probably with the soccer competition, where I felt, you know, If you're doing a soccer competition sponsored by the government, if you have a $1 million prize, that money is supposed to stay in Trinidad and Tobago. So you have to design your competition in a way where all the major prizes, that is if the government is sponsoring, you know? So things like that, we have to look out for our artists and what is the... So you're doing your international soccer competition,
right?
Have a category for international artists. But the soca monarch is Trinidad and Tobago soca monarch. There's no question about it.
So you're not saying not to let the international artists in the competition outright totally. You're not saying that.
Have a category for them.
Hmm.
You know, have a category. And it's because they are the Caribbean brothers.
Right.
But we can't allow men from Grenada and St. Vincent. We love them the same way to go back home with our big money. Because what can happen is what they know of the vision and understanding the concept of this competition. As it is right now, you may have a year where the first, second, third, fourth, fifth may be outsiders. If you understand, that can happen.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's a competition. I mean, who folded that? I mean, really and truly, looking at that particular competition that night, there was no doubt that Blacker Dan, who we speak of from Grenada, even though he has Trinidadian roots, there was no doubt that he was the winner. After he finished, it was like, yeah, boy, that was it. He was miles ahead. There was no doubt.
Right. And it is what it is. It happened already, but it shouldn't happen in the future.
But
if you understand, it happened already, but for 2026, you know, I sincerely feel the government is sponsoring any competition.
Yeah.
It must be structured in a way where the main part of it must be won by Trinidad and Tobago.
I know the other islands in there, soca monarch. I mean, that is how it is. No Trinidadian is allowed to enter any other soca monarch anywhere. It's only we want to be this all-inclusive kind of thing.
Yes, and we have to change because people doesn't like me to say it, but Trinidad and Tobago and Trinidad and Tobago citizens are the least loved people in the Caribbean. We have to face it. People just want me money, but they don't love us at all. So we must be working day and night to make sure we try to accommodate them. We love them the same way, but they don't love us. So if big money is being involved and given out in different cultural events, it must come to Trinidad and Tobago first. You have your different categories, your international competition, so you win up from Grenada, second place, wherever the case may be. That is cool. But where big money is concerned and once it's sponsored by the government, that has to stay at home.
Yeah. No, and another thing with these international artists too is that the music that they have tends to get a head start. Because their carnivals is before us. All the carnivals are before. Our carnival is last, right? So their music, like that song, when that song Blessing came out, all July, August, September, that song was out there building. So by the time it reached young here, people would know it. And of course, crowd response and that thing is a big part of the thing. So do you think that alone should be changed?
It makes you understand the thing. So all in all, the Trinidad artist is at a disadvantage.
A
disadvantage in the sense that our big guys, $1 million don't face them. So we get in, I wouldn't call them second tier, but artists who are down below looking for the opportunity. But those guys down below could be beaten by those seasoned guys from the islands because you say their music are released from July and June. So it's given a chance to grow in popularity. People get to love it. So they can be dangerous in a competition when we don't have our best artists on display. So we can't be taking our taxpayers' money and putting it on the line. We cannot do that.
All right. And for what do you say to people who say about this man singing little, you know, xenophobic, he man singing that kind of way, like he ain't like Caribbean people? You know, what do you say to people like that?
We love the Caribbean brothers and sisters, but we thinking like how they think. Because if they're doing something that they want to Trinidadians, they need to tour to compete because they feel you might win. So Greenie, that Soca Monarch will never have a Trinidadian competing. If the minister do that, they will vote you out. If you understand. Mm. So what we're doing, we still opening our hearts, because when they come, there's been all the facts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a different carnival in different places, there's a restricted Trinidad artists.
Yeah, boy, watch my been there many shows over there you go, and it's only their artists, and it could be the smallest artists from the community. You listen to the radio and all kind of thing. I mean, you might still hear like a little Marshall or thing or somebody, but when you listen to the radio in their times and their carnival, it's their artists are the focus. It's all about them.
Nice of the cutting it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we ain't trying to hit back at our eye for an eye, but we just had to love one more. And if you listen to Trinidad Killer, just about 2 or 3 days ago, he was saying, listen, when they have the little soca show out in New York, wherever, if Grenada doing a show, the whole cast is Grenadians.
Yeah, Grenadians.
If guys from St. Vincent doing a show, the whole cast is from St. Vincent. Mm. So they really don't love us as such.
Well,
so,
they're very patriotic, but is it that we just not patriotic? Do we really love we, Randy, at the end of the day? You're blaming them because them love them, but you have to love yourself. Yes, yes. Do we love ourselves?
Yeah, I don't think so. But so I'm begging fellow promoters to hire more local. Let's look inwards. Mm-hmm. And let's hire our guys. I mean, the pricing is not too high, but our guys are good. We charge in TT. Mm-hmm. If you understand, when you're paying Jamaican guys in the US, you know, and the thing is, the guys who are promoting the reggae, they fight among themselves, outbidding, trying to outbid artists. You book one artist, you book Barrington Levy for $40,000 US.
Mm-hmm.
And our next promoter, I mean, what he offered me $80,000 US. And that is the kind of thing taking place in reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And the same guy saying, no, we can't pay boys that. We can't pay this one that. That has to change. If you're paying big money for foreign artists, pay big money entity for the local artists.
But I mean, the kind promoter would say the kind of numbers that Barrington would bring out. If you put Barrington so and you put a local so, you know what I mean? Like let me say you take a who's a good Jamaican singer. You take Sanchez and you put Sanchez there, and you take one of our top local reggae singers, Jamali, and put Jamali there. Who do you think where people go with the numbers? Where people will go?
It's how you market it.
All right, but you know, in Jamaica, let me tell you something.
If you're selling the rap, you can't look at Jamali there and then because their cost is a fraction of where you're paying Barrington and them.
Mm.
So with Barrington, you have to pay people like crazy to pay his bill. If you answer with Jamali, it don't make sense.
But I'm telling you, Randy, but in Jamaica, if you do that very same, if Jamali was a Jamaican and you put Jamali, so Jamaican Jamali, born and grew in Jamaica, and you could have bring the biggest hip hop artist and thing and land them, so them Jamaicans going Jamali. That's the difference.
Yes. So we have to, as I said, Vibes Cartel open my eyes,
mm-hmm.
where a man get, you know, like 13 million TT. And you always saying you love Trinidad, and you love Trinidad, but you get 13 million and a little outstanding and the income. People saying it's contract, wherever it is. But what kind of man are you to be getting that kind of money in a place you're always saying Trinidad is this and Trinidad is your second home and you love Trinidadians? So you wasn't thinking about all these people who buy tickets when I'm in this place and wherever it is. So them Jamaican guys, we have to leave them alone. You know, I saw Sizzler being advertised for a show.
Yes, it's like in the country and they have him here.
I post up on a page, Trinidad, let Sizzler go back to Jamaica.
Mm.
Let Trinidad kind of recover from that reggae disaster.
Yes, Sizzler should have come here and not get a show. Let Sizzler go back over there. I mean, you're recording all kind of thing down there, but they're going down for him in a show. Like we saw him. Yeah.
But we have to understand them guys will love us. Mm. They love the money. Mm. So you come here for a show and you ain't perform. No, you want to do something, I call it a pop-up. We go back to Jamaica and let Trinidad recover from the reggae disaster.
Well, there's some soca artists and things behind that too, huh? All of them collaborating.
Yeah, but I know I'm disappointed in them, you know, really and truly. They're my friends, but you know, we just talk plain.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Jamaica and let Trinidad recover from this reggae disaster. Let we recover in a new one piece.
Mm. So you say, tell me, should give reggae, well, the Jamaicans a little rest for about a little year or something?
I wish that could happen, boy.
Mm.
I know some shows may have contracts and so forth, and I know they're going to be thinking if people will support it and wherever it is. But if you don't want to start a promotion, leave the regular rest. Give regular rest.
But you for yourself as a promoter, Randy, over the years, you did one of the promoters of Ladies Night Out. You are chosen in the carnival to bring an international, you know, artist, right?
To complement the show. Mm. Because you're selling a love story,
right?
You know, and in between, you want to put some love. Mm. And ladies, it's about love. You know, but your pain is small, few pain. Mm. Reggae artists are more expensive than those guys from the United States.
Okay.
Yeah, if you understand, triple and quadruple in prices.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring in a guy from the United States, and he price probably is cheaper than Kes.
Hmm.
He probably see the same price as Royce.
So it's
an easy decision.
Mm-hmm. All right. And in terms of this, what happened with this Vibes Cartel show in terms of what happened to promoters bringing international acts in the future, at least for the next couple of times? Because you know Trinidadians, we just forget. But I don't think they're going to forget this anytime soon. Where in terms of ticket sale, because ticket sales are already, people just don't wait already last minute to buy tickets. Now it will be last on the day.
Yeah.
How is that going to affect promoters? Yeah.
It will affect them. Those guys doing foreign shows have to bring in men 2 weeks in advance.
Mm.
If you understand, if they want to succeed.
Yeah.
You have to do it because people waiting until you reach.
Mm.
People ain't taking no chance because your buyer was supposed to come Thursday, he ain't come. They say he come in Friday, he ain't come. Mm. They say he come in Saturday. So you know, and Vibes know he wasn't coming. Can I tell the nation, if you love Trinidad, you can tell Trinidad from early o'clock. Don't set up Trinidadians like that. Mm. Where's the love?
Yeah.
If you understand. So we know, based on that, I know those guys don't love us. They love your money. And our fellow Trinbegonians should look at that and just endorse the local thing. Let me make the local thing work. Let me make the guys local stars.
Mm.
You know, let me encourage them. Let me pay them well. And that is what we have to do.
All right, man. I take our call. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good day, Basan and Randy. Good day. Just a question. The promoters did not fulfill their end of the bargain. Couldn't Vibes Cartel still come and perform to satisfy his fans in Trinidad and then look for legal options where he can retrieve the rest of money from his promoters rather than the fans suffering by his non-performing? I'll listen often. Thanks.
Well, what I understand, you know, the promoter, the main promoter and Vibes are good friends. You know, so that is more shocking that the guy felt, well, we so good with Vibes, Vibes ain't go get on in a radical way. But Vibes still in them. Yeah, Sani, you have a contract where with it. And I sincerely feel, when last you hear a man get like $1 million and then show a boy, that don't happen.
Mm.
Yeah, so it tells you what them guys think about Trinidad and Tobago, because you have to know a whole 20,000 people would have buy their outfits, would have buy this and buy to see you, and without a tear or whatever, you just pull your plug and see you incoming.
I honestly think there's a lot more in the mortar to the person in that story than why Vibes Cartel, you know, did not come to Trinidad. Right, but I take our next call. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dick.
Yeah.
And good afternoon to Mr. Glasgow. Mr. Glasgow would have been in the industry for quite some time. So I want to ask him if there's any legislation to regulate the industry. That is one. Two, when you bring foreign acts from here, do they pay taxes?
Yes, you have to pay taxes. You know, some people are calling for legislation to deal with the entertainment industry. You know, the industry need that kind of support to make it happen and make things happen the right way. So, as I mentioned, the Vibes Cartel show would have opened our eyes to a lot of things. You know, the Attorney General, the Minister of Finance, the Honorable Prime Minister. So some certain things will happen for the benefit and for the benefit of the country and the citizens. What happened with Vibes Cartel mustn't happen again at all. You know, it mustn't happen again.
All right, man. Yeah, man. 625-2257, 627-3223. We have Randy Glasgow Productions on the line. Of course, a very credible production company, Trinidad and Tobago. If you were to would have, you know, been involved in that shoot of Bring Vibes Cartel, you know? You know what, so some things you would have done different, or would you have put out all that money to Bring Vibes Cartel? You think you would have make it back?
Not at all. Not at all. That is a tall order. I mean, you've seen in St. Kitts where somebody in St. Kitts go lose their job because St. Kitts, I understand, is paying him more than what he got in Trinidad. Mm-hmm. I think the equivalent of like $4 million EC dollars.
Yeah.
And when they work out, they need about 23,000 people to break even.
Hmm.
So it's madness. I mean, in the United States, where you have the big arenas, 20,000 and 25,000, and people pay money for shows in the States.
Yeah.
People will pay the $600 US, the $1,000 US, $2,000 US. So it's a different marketplace. But in the Caribbean, it's hard to pay that kind of money for one artist and make money. Hmm. You cannot.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Bates, good afternoon to you, and yeah. Good afternoon to you, sir. A legend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you know, you think it's too early to say, not being aware of the contractual arrangement regarding or be descriptive of the bringing down of by cartel. And that's the first thing. And have you ever made such an investment with respect to bringing down an artist? I listen up there.
I didn't hear the question properly. Probably based, you can repeat it.
He asks if it's a little bit too early without seeing the actual contractual agreement to be, you know, bringing down Vibes Cartel, that kind of way. And he asks, have you ever made such an investment? Kind of similar to what I just asked you. Ever made such an investment in an artist, bringing an artist?
Yeah, we would never do that because we specialize in local events. And, you know, if we bring in a foreign act, is to complement what we're doing locally. We don't bring foreign act to headline our show.
Mm-hmm.
Our show is headline, the cast and whoever, and you bring a foreign guy to complement it. That is our approach. But, you know, and we are just repeating what is said by the promoter. You know, Vibes Cartel team never said, well, they never get the money. So you have to go based on that. They never, in their releases and statement, we never got X amount of dollars. They never said anything. So we had to take the promoter word that was paid.
Mm. All right. Somebody's asking here, do promoters in TNT have event cancellation insurance to protect themselves against instances like what happened with the cartel show?
It happened in sports, like test cricket and so forth, where you use Lloyd's of England, but it's a very expensive insurance. So, you know, probably, and they would have reasons to, and certain clauses to make sure that they wouldn't be liable if the show don't happen. So like what happened here, if it's rain out or storm, that is something different. But if there's contractual disagreement and so forth, I don't think the insurance would support it in any way with that. Similar to how the ticket companies that assess, listen, three acts and come, so we're refunding people the money, is that kind of settings they get in, you know? So in the event of a storm, and rain and so forth, you could get Lloyd's of London to ensure the event.
All right. No, I spoke yesterday to the promoter of the Vibes Cartel event in Guyana, right? And he said, well, just like, you know, him and Jaco had a relationship, him and Vibes Cartel had a relationship before. He said everything was smooth. He said Cartel came, he even went in the President Ali house, they had a cookout, he did stuff with kids and this and that. Do you think the situation where the government got involved and put some restrictions on Cartel, so he couldn't go here, he couldn't go there, he had to do interviews within a certain time, he can't visit no school and put a kind of restriction on him, like if he's still a convicted criminal. Do you think that had anything to do with Cartel's decision to come to TNT?
I don't think so. At every opportunity Cartel got, he thanked the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the government probably would be privy to intelligence to do the things they did. That we wouldn't know of.
Mm-hmm.
But Cartel, if you listen to him and his conversation over the period of time, never once criticized the government. He always thanked them because he know he do what he do and he come out and so forth. And you know what is happening in these circumstances. It's happened all the time in Trinidad. A man do something, he come out, he get wiped out. So the government, you know, privy to things that we don't know. They put things in place.
Yeah.
So you know, based on that, you cannot blame the government.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take two more calls. We're talking to Randy Glasgow. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, based on to your guest. This one is directed to your guest. I would have brought it up a couple of days ago on your program, I believe, Biff, where the contract negotiation is concerned. So, Mr. Glasgow, you could step in at any time and, you know, correct me if I'm going off course or how it's not for normal. But when you book an artist, you make a down payment, right? Correct?
Right.
That's non-refundable. Sometimes, maybe.
It depends. Everything is depend, and a lot of things, this hinges on the relationship with all artists, right, and promoters.
So, granted, okay, yes, the down payment could either be refundable or non-refundable. We agree on that. Now,
yes,
going forward, we have, in the contract, we have terms and conditions for the artist to perform.
Right.
So, on accepting, well, the down payment is a different discussion. So, apart from that, we're going out to full 50% or 75% payment upon arrival in the country and 25% after the show. You could tell us how that part works? I'll listen to it, I have a couple more questions.
In most cases, the reggae guys and American guys, they want all the money before the show.
All before the show?
You know, yes. It's only our artists, we soccer artists, you know, because of the love and the friendship with guys.
Uh-huh.
They probably take all after the show. But some will want, you know, a deposit on signing and so forth. But you know, everything is based on relationship.
Okay. But contractually, Mr. Glasgow, let's go a little bit further into clauses on the terms and conditions now. Cancellation.
Yes.
Force majeure, I mean, there's a term you would be familiar with. Those are acts of God that we can't control. Storm and
right,
natural disasters and whatnot. Both parties
yes,
agree that the show cannot go on. We have a storm that Met Office is coming tomorrow. We have to cancel. Right?
Right.
And parties bear their loss accordingly. But then
right,
you say now, as the promoter, I cannot go forward with the show. There are spelled out, well, how to put it? Not terms and conditions, but there are certain things spelled out, who would bear loss and who would have to pay extra and whatnot. Correct?
Yes.
And then there are things that if the artist decides to cancel, and we use cartel in this case, you pay cartel all the money up front, or 90% of the money up front, and he decide, hey, I can't uphold my end of the arrangement, and I want to contractually invoke the cancellation clause, and we decide how we're going to split up profit and loss here. I'll listen off here, and while you comment.
Yeah, that is what you described there is a kind of ticklish kind of contractual arrangement that, you know, you don't hear much of it. What you hear of, basically, you sign your contract, but if for some reason the act of God and so forth, the show have to be canceled and the artist is paid in full, it's their obligation to give you a makeup date based on the availability. So you have to negotiate now with the artist the best time and work out, you know, that is be a ticklish thing because under the artist on tour, and you rain out, you have to wait 3 or 4 months or 5 months to get a new date. So in a lot of cases, the promoter had to just cut the losses and go forward, you know, because the artist not refunding them no money.
Hmm,
but
yeah,
but it wasn't their fault. It's an act of God. I mean, they're doing their favor in a sense. They structured it with them. We give them a favor. It rain out. We go give you a makeup date.
Hmm,
but yeah, that makeup date is based on the artist's availability.
Definitely. And sometimes, like Randy, when you're in a show, right, and the artist taking long, the like international artist taking long to come on, it's because sometimes they had to get all the money before the show, and maybe, you know, the promoter trying to make up that money or something. But...
Well, not always.
Mm.
You know, sometimes there are some artists who are perfectionists.
Mm.
And if during the song check and so forth, they're not happy, they come back on the night and they make sure the musician go through certain things. So the delay is to make sure the music is at the level the artist is comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
So if the artist isn't coming, staying long to come on stage, he's not comfortable with something.
Yeah.
Because it's not just time to be just late.
Mm-hmm.
But the song have to be right. And sometimes it's not right. You see men making movements and whoever did the keyboard, they ain't getting a particular song, wherever it is. So, you know, I could vouch for those things. Right. Artists are perfectionists mm-hmm. at the highest level. Yeah. If they feel, yeah, son, the thing is not at the right level, they ain't mm-hmm. coming on.
Right, right. I take one more WhatsApp message.
My last question, I wanted to ask Mr. Glasgow, have he ever offered to become president of the Promoters Association in Trinidad and Tobago? Because that position is one where it's more of an altruistic need because you are not paid. It isn't a paid position. So can you tell us if you have ever offered to become the president of the association?
Yes, actually, we were the first president. Mm. We were like about 3 or 4 years, and then, you know, we serve a year, and then we give Rome a chance, you know, because it's voluntary stuff. But what I can tell you, you know, we have made ourselves available to work with NCC, to be on the NCC board, if it's chairman or otherwise, because we feel we have a contribution to make, and we can make a significant difference. I mean, you know, you look at our carnival, and I certainly feel the time has reached where our carnival should be a money earner for our country. Mm. For years and years and years, the government and the people have been just pumping money into carnival. The time has come where the government and the citizens need some dividends. We need some money from carnival. And we are ready with different concepts and ideas to do things totally different. Because you look at what is done with NCC over the years, and you realize they just spend taxpayers' money like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, but
you know, every year you could safely see $100+ million are spent.
That's going down the drain.
Things that is not necessary.
Yeah.
And the other stick now, you're having our icons and legends who devote their whole life to culture. They are dying into poverty.
Mm-hmm.
They have no inheritance to leave for their family.
Yeah, boy.
And it shouldn't be like that. We don't look good on the world stage when a man gets sick, he ain't go to GoFundMe.
Mm. And I always say why we don't set up artist insurance plan or all kind of thing. And even so, like what you're saying, I find like every year they should honor an artist. Like this year should be the year of the crazy artists who are alive. I give them the flowers and powers before they're dead and gone, you know what I mean? And make sure they give them something, a nice package, so and put that to use for them for something, you know?
That's where we have to take it. Yeah. But the concept basically over the years is to make sure a few contractors get rich.
Right, right.
Some contractors very, very rich.
Yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't be like that.
Mm.
And I want to come back now where the soccer competition, where the guy from Grenada, rightfully so, you win a million, but going forward,
but you know, you sell it, Shaguanas, you know, you sell it in 500.
He passport is Grenada, and Grenada for their carnival is here. Grenada is advertising their carnival and come to Grenada to see the soccer king of the world.
Mm.
If you ask him,
right.
So they use him, they use him in Trinidad to promote the carnival, and we as the host, we can't do that because he's not Trinidad and Tobago national.
Yeah.
But the point I want to make here is, he went home with $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Our Panama business, Exodus, went to the bank with $900,000 to pay 120 musicians, to pay a ranger, to pay to buy pan and tuna pan. So you see how we treat ourselves too bad.
Yeah.
We're not doing good at all, and that's supposed to change.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel if I'm given the opportunity to be on the NCC board, these are the things you will see. Yeah. You wouldn't see no North Stand billing. Instead of the North Stand billing, we're going to do things to get a bigger capacity audience, and you will see the Panama first prize move to $2 million.
Mm.
So whatever you save in not building the North Stand, you give it back to the artists.
Yeah, man.
You give it back to the pan man, you know, and that's how it's supposed to be.
Mm.
A soccer man from Grenada not supposed to be going to the bank with $1 million, and your Panama champions, you understand? Our franchise event in Carnival, you're getting 900,000 to pay 120 people.
Yeah.
We ain't going to play.
We have to get the blessing. We have to get the blessing, man. Yeah. I hear you. All right, Randy. Well, nice talking to you, man. All right?
Yeah, brother, man. It's a pleasure anytime. A pleasure being here, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
All right. Thank you very much. Randy Glasgow of Randy Glasgow Productions there, you know, sharing some concerns. And I'm sure a lot of people would be proud in what he had to say there about, you know, NCC and Carnival making some money, being self-sufficient. You know, that is the main goal. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. All right? We're coming back, folks.
So Some people think that secondary school students aren't old enough to understand social issues, that they aren't smart enough to have real insights, that they aren't serious enough to contribute to national conversation.
These people have no idea. Question for the proposition. Do you think that AI should teach our children about slavery or the genocide of the indigenous peoples?
Let's ensure that Carnival remains an economic and cultural powerhouse.
Tell me, how does law enforcement deal with any of those issues? Let me save you the time, because it does not.
Make Your Point, the show with deep debates drawing from fresh perspectives. Tune in on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CNC3, live streaming at cnc3.co.tc and on the CNC3 Facebook page, with reruns on Thursdays at 4:30 p.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m.
Brought to you by the Ministry of Planning, Economic Affairs and Development, Paria Fuel Trading Company Limited, and the Standard.
Who's the baddest dad on the grill? We're about to find out at True Value's second annual Grill with Dad competition, happening Sunday, June 8th at the Trin City Mall car park from 3 to 8 p.m. 10 fearless fathers will face off, firing up their best barbecue skills, all for a chance to win up to $20,000 in prizes. It's heat, it's flavor, it's family fun. Mark the date, bring the crew, and don't miss this Father's Day showdown. Visit True Value Supermarkets on social media for all the details on how to enter. True Value's Grill with Dad, Sunday, June 8th at Trin City Mall. Let the flames begin.
CNC3 Prime Time, 8 to 10 p.m. We've got everything you need. On Mondays, we shape the children for the future with Spellbound. Tuesdays, future young leaders debate and make your point. And we get the men's point of view with Manhood. Wednesdays, new entrepreneurs pitching for glory on Planting Seeds. And the women disrupt the status quo in Breaking Stereotypes. Thursdays, health education covered with the Doctor's Journal and Ask the Doctor. And Fridays are about the suspense, the drama, and the intensity with a bit of passion. CNC3 Prime Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Everything you need.
Yeah, people. So, 2:37 on time. Bam, 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 bam. I know some people had some other questions there, but, you know, and you got to go.
Right, what's this? That's to say that Carnival should be self-sufficient. You know, he believed that the government must base. You know, Rowley Julian, like Randy Glasgow, say that Carnival should be self-sufficient.
Right.
You know, he believed that the government must inject money every year.
Oh, nah, man. Rowley Jr. can't be, anybody can't be thinking like that. They're just injecting money, and going down the drain. Carnival could make money. They just had to do the thing the right way, and businessmen like Randy Glasso should get involved for the thing to start to make some money. Mama, money. Hello, good afternoon.
If you want to invest in Carnival,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a company, a shareholding company, where so private sector involvement is strong.
So what NCC is for, boy? What is NCC, boy?
NCC is government.
So and nothing with government supposed to make no money?
I never said that.
Well, that's why you operate. So why we need another separate company with private when it have NCC there? Yeah, NCC is there to govern the carnival.
I don't agree with Andy.
Huh?
I don't. Randy, one thing I disagree with, respect of you, and you raise it. If you choose something to run your life, like culture, you decide to be a Calypsonian and a performer,
mm-hmm.
you have to create your own insurance.
But you guys, when you come here, you're like a freelancer, obviously, you have to think your own insurance.
Yeah, exactly. I disagree with that. Not only that. Fan results should not be that you have 50 performance and you give a prize equivalent to somebody who could go through it $9,000. No. Unless Fan Trinbago formed itself in a company that could have what you call, I don't want to say shareholding, that you could get support where people contribute and so on. So at the end, and you could invest, then you could see Pan getting whatever money they want. But for the time being,
suffer.
No. Listen, my good. Because what I think the government, and I'm glad that UNC in office now, because let me see what they do with Carnival in relation to investment.
The Carnival is going to be great.
Listen, good. The returns from Carnival in relation to taxes, I want to hear that, because we don't hear that. Because we only talk about what money going out. You know why? Because some people don't like the culture. I love it. And it's a triggered culture from the government perspective. And it will continue to be so. And while Randy would suggest that he could go on his own, it's a good one. Did he say how to do it?
But the man have ideas, he wouldn't put it out. Nobody has ideas. We all have ideas.
No, you know why?
We ain't putting it out because they don't want people to thief it.
it not exist. And not only that, we attend carnival events for years.
Mm-hmm.
Most carnival in other countries, there's more be driven by what you call like the corporation, the regional corporation kind of model. You go to Miami Carnival, who does drive that? Private sector?
Broward County.
Yeah?
Exactly. Broward County, okay. But right. There are other private entities. But he did say one thing. He said, no grants, no North Stand. He ain't putting up no North Stand.
Listen, it is cheaper.
It's cheaper to put up and put on that North Stand, put up and put on.
Listen, Dave, let me tell you something, brother. It is cheaper to build a North Stand every year than to have a permanent structure that you have maintenance and everything that may not fall in line with a stage that you are not using for years.
Now, don't put up, let people bring their chairs. If you want to sit down, bring a chair. If you want to sit down, bring a chair.
No.
If you want to sit down and buy these North Standers, bring a chair.
You know. During things like...
chair and tent.
I don't want to parallel to the Olympics, where the Chinese build a whole stadium and convert it into something else.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that. We build about 9 stadia and for the under-17.
And all breaking
down. We built in areas where people don't play football, so it's rotting right now.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Cuba especially. But anyhow, my thing is that you must look at construction of a building for an event every year.
For somebody
year.
To eat our food,
It gives employment to
somebody
people.
Somebody to eat our food,
These things happen. In the U.S.
You could be employed in some other ways.
In the U.S., when you're having an event, they will put up these stands and break it down after. It's only here we have a third world thinking, especially when it comes to things like carnival and so on, that some people don't support. Let them hold the tail.
Yeah, I support carnival and I say bring a chair. Bring a chair and put up a tent, right? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Yeah.
I agree with Mr. Glasgow. The carnival can become sufficient. Okay, let's look at this. You look at the Soca Monarch, right? Without government involvement, it cannot run. But if you put on a Soca Monarch where you have patrons who are willing to pay to come, that can become self-sufficient, and your prize money must run with that. Of course, it has to run under. It can't run over because you will need investment, right?
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that you have to look at. I want to point out the next one. Can you imagine the Chutney Soca Monarch? Unless government allocates some money, that show cannot go on. But as a private person running that show...
No, but he does say he don't need no money. He doesn't be waiting for no government money. Just give him a little something, but he don't need that. When Soca Monarch was Soca Monarch with all them big artists and them things, Soca Monarch didn't need that?
When?
When Soca Monarch was when Marshall and all them people was in Soca Monarch and things at that time, when Soca Monarch didn't need no government help? They didn't need it.
Right, but when you look at from 2010, when the prize giving ceremony was $2 million, who gave that? Not the state?
Mm-hmm.
It was the state that gave that.
Okay, but I'm saying Soca Monarch could have generated money on its own.
That is what I'm pointing out to you. I'm agreeing with you. We are agreeing, We are agreeing in different aspects. Yes. I am saying that Soca Monarch, Chutney Soca Monarch, and all the events can generate their own income. The problem is you have to run it in terms of where you make it attractive to patrons to come and support the event and do away with the freeness. Take example.
Trinidadians like too much of freeness, too, man.
NCT got 175 million dollars, I think somewhere around there, they would have gotten, right?
Mm.
In terms of to reciprocate from the carnival, can you tell me how much money they generate?
How much what? Carnival? How much money carnival generates?
Yeah.
I really have no idea. Millions. It's millions of money.
It generates millions of dollars.
Mm.
And can you name
Gypsy
one?
Said 90 million. Gypsy said 90 million the last time.
And can you name one national event that is sustainable? Name one from a base.
One national event that is sustainable. Nah.
Without government involvement. Name one. You have no one until 3 o'clock. I love to have listening.
Yeah, well, I can't even. Look at the Bacchanal that's gone with two. Two of your good friends from the PNM, Rowley Jr. They had this thing called the village, what is the thing, village, carnival village, and then they have a tent right there. How that making sense? You have carnival village, they paint a set of artists and thing, right? And then you have a tent right there. And then these tents and things that just get money, and the tents doesn't have nobody going to the tents. You have to find a way to get people back into the tents, right? Hey, the rich gets the contractor build the stage, and the poor gets the pittance. fix that.
You see what I tell you?
Yeah, boy, Rowley Jr. really don't like the carnival to be sustainable, boy, self-sustainable, boy. Rowley Jr., what's going on with you, boy? Hello, good afternoon.
Carnival don't, in all over the world, name one carnival and where it's sustainable.
Trinidad and Tobago carnival should listen to me, Rowley Jr. All over the world and everywhere, wherever they go, New York, thing, this, that, or whatever, their carnival is just a little sprinkle of pittance for the West Indian people. Get them a little something, then do the thing.
Brother,
but here, carnival could be sustainable. This is the Mecca. This is the Mecca. It could be. It could be and it should be.
Carnival activity. You see, it's only, and you see, it's a perspective coming from a group of people who don't like carnival. I'll tell you why. I like to tell all of why.
Wait, you saying I don't like carnival?
Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
So why you have to bring them anything? Why do they matter?
You go to Miami Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
You know about Miami Carnival? You might have more private sector input. They will tell you that. No private sector want to take risk without making a profit. So who triggered? The government. When the government trigger carnival, and by the way, base, if I trigger something for my citizens, it does not mean I have to make a profit. It does not mean.
Are you sounding like them Emancipation Support Committee people? You're sounding like them. And when you tell them sound like them, you'll get my vex. You're sounding just like them.
That's a different thing. The Emancipation Support, to me, could do better for the African people that did not encourage them to do certain things for the development. But from a government perspective, if all they're telling me about carnival, then I could say, hey, you see that money you're giving NCIS, NEIC, NCIC? Don't give
NCC.
Them. You see that money you're giving emancipation? Don't give them. You can't be one-eyed. You see grants? Giving the people one-off? Don't give them. Government is there to trigger things, to motivate people, and for a living to happen.
But it's not them. It's taxpayers' money. Watch how you're spending taxpayers' money.
I could be against my taxpayers' money, giving people money free when they reach 65 years. I could be against that. So we can be selective. You cannot be selective. I don't mean that. When you go in them celebration in Borough, They allow it to happen, and they have an input. The federal government may put certain things, contribute for the movement of the people. Only in Trinidad here, a group of people telling you, don't do that. Let's make a profit. Which model? Best man be able to serve someone, and don't go around with that man. There are things that, let us make money. The hotels. All this hotel in town does make money. And if government ship it, they get...
So tribe don't make money, and this don't make money, and that don't make money, and all these other events and parties don't make money?
If you don't know about trigger employment, our government does that, diversification. But you know what? In a diversify, you invite people to come here and they get U.S. dollars. The banks get it. The hotels get it. It transcends itself right back into government funds. The only thing I'd want to agree with is that they must declare based on, and government could only declare things based on, they're doing audit on companies. And you know the companies, they'll give 15 reasons why they should get rebates. So when you see these fellas calling in and telling about, oh, they should self-sufficient, name one model. They can't name one because you know why? They don't even go to events in them countries. Could you break that by all the best ways?
I'm talking about Trinidad and Tobago. I'm not talking about anywhere else. Everywhere else could afford it. But watch me. I had an interview today with people from St. Martin. People from St. Martin, they are here. Right? By the way, if you want to win a ticket for St. Martin and go to St. Martin, I think they'll be in Eastgate Mall this coming Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m., they say. Right? You could win and done. But these people come from all over, boy, just to reach about their country to make sure Trinidad's going. They have their carnival and thing, and it's tourism and tourism and tourism, and they're making money. Everybody else making money from their culture except us. You know why? Because we have oil and gas. Oil and gas, oil and gas, oil and gas. Because we have oil and gas, nothing else matters. But oil and gas spoiling this country, boy. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a very good topic because the government in power right now, they usually say that carnival supposed to have their own money, supposed to make their own money.
Yeah.
Everything in carnival supposed to make their own money and use their money. So here what happened.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, let me see what they're going to do. And all cultural groups in this country, I feel, make your money. Do what you have to do with your money to do your cultural thing, and you're going to know what you do with your money. Don't depend on government money. Because, partner, we have no money now to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Later.
Right, be accountable for your money. So all that money we used to get on is a frolic up in Savannah. Do something else with it.
Base, you know, Rowley Jr. never, never say, if we make Carnival sustainable, the money we injecting in Carnival every year, you know, we could use it in other areas of development, like the health sector. You know, base, but them fellas just would not think like that.
Boy. We had the model wrong, but the model wrong. You think must make money? It must make money. Hey, and you're sure that is Saturday? The people from St. Martin will be East Gates and not Friday? No, it's Saturday. I interviewed them today. It's Saturday. It is on Saturday. People from St. Martin will be there on Saturday, this Saturday, right in East Gates Mall. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon, hello. I lost that one there. 625-2257, 627-3223. Right.
The government should say by 2028, Carnival and all other cultural groups that want government funding should make themselves 50% sustainable.
Yeah, at least start with that, 50. Yeah, and you know, the thing had to be sustainable, man. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
The Carnival authorities, whoever they may be, had to find some way to generate money outside the Carnival season. But once we pretend that the events surrounding the 2-3 months of Carnival will be able to generate more funds to sustain it,
mm-hmm.
we fatally flow. So things have to develop outside of Carnival. And I was proposing the Carnival Village, we have a permanent house plan to develop things not directly associated with Carnival. We could have hotels and rent workplaces and all kind of things. Once it's owned by the let me say, Pansman Big or the Carnival people, we could have a permanent place through the year to generate things not directly associated with Carnival or directly associated with Pan team. But we do let them allow people like the Wagner Gang, the Brentwood place, they could rent out places and generate money outside of things. Once we stick to this Carnival, it will generate money in 2-3 months. It will generate money for other people, but it will never be sufficient to depend on Carnival time alone and trying to make it happen. We try to stop breaking down them or stand and building it up and all of that. We have an opportunity to use the 13 acres and I've seen the done start to put some other traps on to do so. We will also then we could get some other land and do like what Brentwood is do like what Baraka Bone do like what Trinity City Mall doing, do like what all them other people doing to generate homes outside of and outside of you have to get business like to support. And we have permanent Lasso Village, we have permanent Lasso Park. Now we're breaking it down and all kind of thing. So we have to think outside of us. Once we keep depending on Camden a season alone, we go definitely
be outside. Take care. All right. Yes, yeah, Saturday from 11 a.m. Oh, gosh, I do an interview with the people this morning. By Saturday from 11 a.m. What do we do this thing? 11 a.m., yeah. All right, hello? Yeah, hello? Somebody on the line there? Yeah? All right, hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Bates.
Yes, sir.
Very interesting topic of Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
We hear how much money is requested by NCC, but we don't hear how much money is spent by NCC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why my radio open. I don't know where that feedback coming from.
Yeah.
So unless there is greater accountability, because people have an attitude, once government put their hand in something, it's weak. So it's about to make no money. You understand? So we need greater transparency and accountability. Now, the NCC, they operate, as far as I feel it, during the Carnival season. After the Carnival season...
Yeah, what's going on? And people still they getting paid. You have a staff still getting paid monthly and nothing going on.
So you're getting paid.
Mm.
And you're using the Savannah every other weekend or sometime when you have a show or event. Why don't we make the Savannah an all-year cultural hub? That anybody want to host a big event should use that, pay for it, and let the Savannah pay for itself and let those who in charge get paid. But you don't have an NCC staff for the rest of the year, and you just continue to pay them to come around, to check around. Something drastic.
Imagine what it has been doing in that building for the rest of the year after Ash Wednesday.
We need to get into all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Right? Look at the same thing I'm talking about, like when people come off the ship and thing. Right? You know, that same carnival village, that thing, they should have a carnival village where people don't go to a ship is coming in. Right, they go straight to thing up in the Savannah, the carnival village. Let them people play a little juve, play a little mass, learn a little wire bending, see how a costume is made, you know, thing this and that. That is what the carnival village should be all about, especially for the tourists coming in there. People would love to, you know, go there to experience it. And I'm sure even when people come down, it could be a nice, you know, a museum, so to speak, that kind of thing, right in the thing in the Savannah. They, I know they have the little... they have some monuments, they have some statues, there are some historical things, and where the paddocks is there. But for the people who come off the ship, if let me say we have all these two ships coming down a month or something, right? Let the people go and experience a nice little carnival or something, monitor money, and that they will pay a five US or something to go in there. You think it'll be for free? At least a 10 US. Right?
In 2023-2024, right? We had close to 100,000+ visitors for the cruise ship season, right? And the season usually runs from October all the way down to around this time, June thereabout, May, June. And I want to tell you this. We cannot put an event or simultaneous event so that when these people come in Trinidad, they have something to see. We put on a little old mass, we have calypso, we have chutney, we have soca, we have our delicacies, food. We have to come up with something. We can't have all these tourists coming here, close to 100,000, and we are not getting them to spend their money. That is something that we have to address. We have to address that. We have to look at making things sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, making things sustainable. Sustainability, that should be your new word. Discipline, tolerance, production, and sustainability.
Miss,
yeah.
Your previous caller know one thing about investment in relation to tourism. Carnival is a season, my brother, right? And different tourists will come down for different events. You ever been to a Panyard? No. You see how much tourists, listen, it'll be from Japan. Just go to the one behind the bridge, the one behind Woodbrook Place. You ever went there?
Yeah,
you ever went? You went? They don't go and see the tourism. They don't go. The restaurants that are associated, they just go there. You see, you can't be myopic and think that carnival is only 2 days. No. They build up certain events. Have you ever been and see let me see the ambience, the setup for CIC Fest? Never see it?
Mm. Yeah, but most of the Fest, the setup has been nice, real nice.
They just come down for that. Just come down for
they
that.
Come down for
special
that.
Event.
But them coming
so
down for fete.
The culmination.
They coming down here to drink rum.
Yeah. But they have to pay for it. The culmination is what they see. The last 2 days with the girls and them whining. But the build up. Look at Point Borough. It's how people leave all the years. They just come. They don't come to carnival, you know. But they come to Point Borough. The borough builds. What we need to know, like in Brazil. Brazil government sponsored the carnival. Cure committee. So I don't know what people are talking about. And not only that. You know, you know what they have structured? They have the revenue structured where even down to the last bar had to pay. In Trinidad, a bar fall under poverty. All they get, you see, these people don't know what they're talking about and they're calling you. You know why? Because they feel that carnival is a PNM thing. What is
that? That's nothing to do with that. My carnival is a PNM thing. Look,
Rolly. Based on Malaysia tourism, because liaise with these cruise ship companies.
Yes.
And including the package. Carnival Village, which they would, you know, prepay for.
Mm.
So at least we would have some assurance on, you know, how much people we catering for and supply and demand and all that kind of thing. But it would be included in the package, and we have this village in the Savannah. You know, when the ship comes, you board the transport, you board the bus, take it straight to the Savannah, and you indulge. And, you know, this is the level of involvement that from government.